Hey, yo, this is the L-Train, and this is the Bigfoot Pro Wrestling Podcast, episode 155. Man, how's it going out there? I know it's been a tough week or two, you know, this whole virus and, you know, stores just getting basically just destroyed, everything off the shelves. You can't find anything you need, or hopefully you already got it anyway. But yeah, and then, you know, tons and tons and basically all wrestling shows getting canceled, you know, got Without a Cause canceled for next weekend, Prestige canceled for next weekend, Defy coming up canceled. Pretty much everyone is canceled for now, waiting to see what's going to happen in the month of April. So it's really tough. I originally did the second half of this podcast with State of Emergency, Miles DeVille and Sebastian Wolf, talking about, you know, basically the incident with producer Rob, and then also a whole bunch of other stuff. But we're still going to listen to that today. So when you listen, just remember this show's not really happening next week. Don't run out and try to buy your tickets or show up. You know, I know that's not that funny. Everyone will remember anyway. But anyway, it's a great chat with those guys. But before I get to them, I got to talk with the one and only Max. Again, this week we were going to talk, you know, the big Without a Cause housing show coming up next Saturday, actually. And, you know, it's all canceled. So we basically talk about the cancellation, how it's affecting WAC, what's next for them, how to support wrestlers, promotions, and small businesses at this time. You know, and we also chat a hot new tag team that's coming up here in the area, the Bash Brothers. So hope you enjoy that. Just having a little talk, me and Max, over coffee this morning before I put this together. And then I chat, like I said, with the one and only State of Emergency. Man, those guys just came on strong Without a Cause, and three shows basically destroyed all the tag teams that were in their way. But Miles DeVille, Sebastian Wolf, we get into the growing up in Canada, grandmothers and wrestling, first live events, training, a former member of State of Emergency, Matt Bronson. We also talk 4 minutes of Heat, the Strays, and then also beating the hell out of producer Rob. So I hope you enjoy those talks, man. We really had a good time talking to the tag team, and then had a nice time chatting with Max this morning. I know it's a tough time for him and everyone else involved, so I really want to thank him for coming on and just discussing some things with us this morning. And also thank you to Miles and Sebastian. And then just let me tell you real quick about next week's show. We're going to get the pleasure of hearing from the new Defy World Champion, your weirdo hero, Ravenous Randy Myers, man, and I can't wait to chat with him and get that recorded, and that's just going to be a good time. We're going to talk, you know, obviously his match with Schaff and a whole bunch of more stuff, and so let me just get to it, man. You can listen to all the Bigfoot Pro Wrestling podcasts over on the website, BigfootProWrestling.com, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, and most podcast platforms. You can also hear you can hear the most recent shows over at SoundCloud, on the Pro Wrestling Only Network, and I don't know, I think we got, I don't know how many shows we got up there now. It's been quite a few. We've been with them for a few months now. It's really good. But you can follow me on Twitter at BFPW Podcast. That's, you know, Bigfoot Pro Wrestling. So BFPW Podcast over on Twitter. Also, real quick, go get yourself a free 30-day trial. I know a lot of people got time right now. Kick back, watch a lot of wrestling. You can watch it here on, I know you also watch an IWTV. Max will be talking about that. And then also over powerslam.tv with our free promo code, BFPWFREE. That's BFPWFREE. You're going to see Defy. You're going to see some DOA, ECC Dub on there, some bar wrestling, PC Dub Ultra, and whole lots of more over there. Just use that free promo code. And thanks for tuning in. I'm the L-Train, and we're leaving the station. Thank you. Hey, man, this is the L-Train. We're back. Another great episode this week. In a little while, you're going to hear from Sebastian Wolf and Miles DeVille, State of Emergency. But until then, we're going to listen to the one and only Max from Without a Cause. How's it going, buddy?
Hey, Lyle. How you doing, man?
You know, I'm doing all right. You know, just kind of staying in, getting some stuff done. Been a crazy week or two here with all the, you know, the virus thing going on and, you know, all the shelves being empty and, you know, lots of cancellations. I know that's tough for you and your peeps there at Without a Cause, and a lot of other promotions right now have been canceling, and that's got to be tough. And, you know, before we get to that, man, I just want to ask you a couple fun things before we get into all that kind of stuff, man. I've been paying attention here on Facebook and Twitter, and there's this hot tag team that we haven't even seen yet, man, the Bash Brothers. What are your thoughts on these guys?
You know, I know a little bit more about the Bash Brothers and how it kind of started, you know, because I'm in a business with these two, with Chris Ross and Dave Turner. But let me tell you that when it first came to be, they wanted to do it and be like a traveling tag team, which I believe is still their like full end goal. Obviously with this, you know, COVID stuff, like it's really hard to determine exactly how far they're going to go right now. Mm-hmm. But they came up with all of these ideas. They have so many logos and shirt designs and merch, you know, ideas that, like, especially during this time, content is king. And I'm, you know, I sent out a tweet the other day about, like, my favorite video game content creators. And then I was, like, really thinking about just how incredible, like, people like the Bash Brothers are, you know, Dave and Chris. And it's not just blowing smoke up their ass, but they have done something incredible at a time where you have to be doing something a little bit different. Like, I'm going to tell you that, like, Effie, Danhausen, Warhorse, MV Young, you know, Shug Dunkerton, like, all these people who have these larger-than-life characters are creating content that is being viewed by people who can't go to these shows, or can't because they're either canceled or they don't want to, you know, they don't want to go out. And I think it's just incredible that this is something that they've been able to do within the last, like, 3 or 4 weeks. Like, they've got, like, 325 people in their group already on Facebook, which is insane. You know, being a social media person, I'm like, that's pretty damn good. Because a lot of people try to get me to join groups, and I'm like, no, I don't want to do it. But, like, these two have like, skyrocketed. So it's incredible, and I'm super excited to see exactly what happens when they, you know, it finally debut.
Oh, man. And you were talking about their logos and stuff, man. I ordered one of the shirts last night with the skull on it, and then also put over your amazing wife over there that she did a really nice logo for him, too.
Yeah, so I got my wife like an art tablet for Christmas this year. And she's been slowly working on, like, figuring out the different, you know, different programs, and I think she's got one down. And it's so interesting to, like, see how quick she can pump these out, because, you know, our friend Brian Myers, 22 Sour Brie on Twitter, he does a lot of those, like, quick mock-ups and, like, quick art projects for wrestlers and shows. Like, he's been doing them for us for a while. You know, all out of the goodness of his heart, you know, he still buys tickets, and, you know, it's incredible just to see how art and wrestling mix. But she's working on another, like, variation of the logo, and it's incredible. I can't wait until that one is out.
Oh, man, it's all been fun. Did you catch the video they dropped a little while ago this morning?
I did. They dropped it early. I got a text from Dave, like, a couple hours ago asking, hey, when should we drop this one? I'm like, okay, well, here's like, the prime time. And then they were like, actually, if we hit 300, we're just gonna post it. I'm like, oh, okay, then why ask me?
Exactly. No, I thought that was great, man. Chris Ross, man, you know. Walking around the house, what is that? Finally looks up, and Dave's standing across the fucking street.
it's just like, fun.
It was. He's like, Dave's like, all right, man, well, you want to, like, hang out? Well, we're having a party later. You know, I was rolling, man. I spit up my coffee and everything when I was seeing it, man. I was hilarious.
Yeah, it's really funny, and knowing and being around these two, this is truly how they are. They're just kind of, you know, fun-ass dudes, right?
Yeah. I saw his wife post, Dave's wife posted a picture on Facebook, and she's like, oh, on set with my baby.
Yeah.
And they're both in their jackets and stuff. Oh, it was really fun.
Yeah, those jackets are incredible. I really kind of want one, but I'm not going to buy one because I know them, so they better just give me one.
That's right. Hook up a brother.
Right.
Hey, man, I know you guys headed out last night. Did you head over to Tony B's?
Yeah, so we went out on Friday to AFK Tavern, which is a gamer bar in Everett. We decided that, especially for places that might not be very busy, which is like a lot of places right now, and that are places that are still open, you know, we'd try and go and do like a, like hang out for an hour, get some food, and skedaddle. So we did AFK on Friday, and then we went out to dinner at Tony V's on last night. And let me tell you that it's definitely, you know, it's definitely different, different vibe going around. People definitely, you know, sitting a little bit further away, not a whole bunch of people sitting at the bar. So, but yeah, if, and I know that like going into this week, I think that a lot more people are going to try and do the, like, staying in and like ordering out. So if you're going to do that, like, please do it from places that are small businesses, and not to shit on like McDonald's or Taco Bell or these chain restaurants, but like really these like mom and pop shop kind of restaurants that may not make it out of this, maybe give them a little bit of help and order from Grubhub or DoorDash. Most of them are doing, you know, no touch, no contact deliveries. Mm-hmm. So like really support your local business. We're very lucky that, you know, with whatever we lost from this cancellation, and I'm sure this will go into the conversation of the cancellations, you know, we're very lucky that not only do we have a couple of great sponsors, cough, cough, but also, you know, even if we didn't, the loss wouldn't have been catastrophic to us. I have a fairly good job that allows me to, you know, pump in money if needed, and thankfully we haven't been able, or we haven't needed to do that. But some of these places just aren't, you know, aren't lucky enough to, or aren't in a position financially to do that. So definitely order out, you know, order, you know, get food and tip your, you know, tip the drivers, tip the, you know, tip whoever you can tip, because this next couple weeks is going to be truly the eye-opening portion of this outbreak.
Exactly. And just a quick note for myself. Did you get a burger?
I did. I got a double bacon cheeseburger. And then I hadn't eaten anything yesterday up until dinner. So I actually did that. And then I got a little bit of chicken strips.
Nice. Filled up. Got that protein back in you.
Yes, sir.
And for those that haven't been to Tony V's, man, the burgers are phenomenal. It's a nice little place right close to the venue where the wrestling goes on, you know, on show days and stuff. So really go out, like Max said, support these guys and all the other smaller businesses that need your help, and you'll get some, you know, some phenomenal food.
Yeah, and I believe that they're either on Grubhub or DoorDash, so definitely, like, if you're local, please support Tony V's Garage. That's definitely the place that I would want you to purchase from. But if you're not local, if you're in Seattle or abroad, just make sure that you're helping out the little guy as much as possible through, you know, through this, you know, as we feel these ripples of this outbreak kind of finally come in and see how high the waves are.
Exactly, man. Did you, you know, before we get to Without a Cause, did you watch the SmackDown by any chance from Friday night with no people in the arena?
I haven't. However, it is something that I'm interested in because apparently Daniel Bryan and Cesaro had a banger.
Yeah,
I need to watch that because that match definitely has happened a few times in a different, in several different promotions. So I definitely want to check that out.
No, it was definitely good. I didn't watch the whole thing. I kind of clicked in and out of it, you know, just because I was doing some other stuff too. But no, they did a good job. I thought Triple H on the commentary did a really good job, and he was grabbing cameras and, you know, doing all kinds of stuff. So they did a really, really good job. I know they're going to have Raw there on Friday night with Stone Cold, so that should be a lot of fun and interesting to see what happens here in WrestleMania here in the next days or what's going to happen.
Yeah, that, I don't know, man. That WrestleMania, honestly, it would, you know, WWE is such a big company that it wouldn't be catastrophic for them to cancel WrestleMania, but what I think, honestly, they should do is they should, you know, it's not going to have as big of a spectacle, but, you know, maybe just run WrestleMania out of Florida. The performance center. It's definitely not ideal, but if you, and this is kind of like where we're at. We had storylines lined up, and we were ready to continue going on, but this coronavirus stuff has kind of forced us to kind of take a look at, okay, well, who can and can't make it? Who is flying in? Who's not flying in? Do we want to fly people in? Like, up until Tuesday or Wednesday, whenever we officially canceled, the conversation was, okay, well, what if none of our fly-ins can actually fly in because of, whatever? And then, we were sharing some talent with Prestige down in Oregon for Roseland 2. And once they decided that once they had the pressure to cancel, we were like, okay, well, it's probably just smart for everybody to stay home right now. Mm-hmm. And that's really what everybody's pushing. Up until 4 days ago, people were like, yeah, everything is going on. And then Tuesday, all of the cancellations started rolling in the independent wrestling world. And we're like, well, we have to, not only did we cancel because the VFW is a federally owned building and I didn't know if they were going to actually be open for us or not. But also, the athletic commission started calling people, and there was a lot of pressure to make sure that we're not running. And we were like, okay, well, it's better for us and for our talent and our crew and our fans, most importantly, to make sure that everybody is safe and then we can provide a better show down the line. You'll notice that we say that we canceled without a cause, Housen, just due to the unknowingness of where these people are going to be, where Effie or Warhorse or Danhausen, where they're going to be. We didn't want to postpone the event and like still have people on the hook for refunds, mm-hmm. or for tickets. So we were just, we're going to go ahead and refund everybody, cancel the show, and then move forward. Now, we're, what is it, the 15th of April? Mm-hmm. Or, sorry, the 15th of March? We're a month and 3 days away from Fool's Gold 2, and we don't know what we're going to do. The schools and everything are closed until the 24th of April, which is mind-boggling to me. This next couple weeks is going to be very, very important, but the problem is that as cheap as flights are, we don't know if Washington's going to be under domestic travel ban or if the borders are going to be closed into the state, because that's been talked about. And I know that Jay Inslee just mentioned that wasn't in the cards, but if that's what needs to happen, then that, I guess that's kind of what needs to happen. As of right now, April 18th, Fool's Gold 2 featuring Kylie Rae is going to continue. However, with this virus outbreak, it's kind of changed the entire card. The only person that we know for a fact is going to be there is Kylie Rae.
Yeah, that's got to be tough, not knowing anything what happens behind the scenes on this. I mean, when this hits, when you guys finally decide, all right, we're not doing this, you and your people, they got to get on the phone, you got to be calling, Danhausen and Warhorse and all these guys that were going to come to town. Okay, we got to cancel this, and I don't know how that works, all the money and the plane rides, and is it just a disaster at that point, like trying to cancel and reschedule everything?
Nobody has been a problem. Everybody understood, outside of a couple of like people that don't come to the shows who are just trolls.
Gotcha.
Outside of that, everybody's been very understanding because they don't know if they could actually get to the show.
Right.
I know that like Danhausen was coming from California up to us, and then we were going to send them down to Oregon for Roseland, and the West Coast Pro Wrestling Company hadn't canceled their show until Friday. So I was like, well, if he, because the flight was, he was going to come up, and then he was flying out of Seattle, or he was flying down to, flying out of Oregon to go back home. So I'm like, well, if Danhausen's coming up, we'll still, like, host him. Like, we'll, you know, have it, we'll get a hotel for him or whatnot. Mm-hmm. But there's not going to be a show. So we're just going to, like, hang out with Danhausen, which, like, is not a bad thing, I guess.
Right.
But, you know, it's kind of a waste of time for, you know, him. And then once they canceled, we're like, okay, well, now nothing is going to happen. And, you know, that whole thing. But, like, the logistics had changed three or four different times from our cancellation to everybody else's cancellation. So we were very, 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 very interested in seeing what other places were doing. You know, the WCWC canceled just yesterday, I think,
yeah,
or Friday. I know that they got a little bit of heat for it. Honestly, no show should be running that are in an epicenter. Seattle's an epicenter. Oregon's pretty bad. California for sure. Florida, obviously. And then, but I haven't heard too much like in the middle of the, like in the middle of the country. I know that Texas had a couple of like cancellations, but like, I'm not hearing anything from the Dakotas. So maybe if there's a wrestling show out in Dakota, you know, this is your time to shine.
Yeah. Bring some people in, man. Set it up. I'm sure they would appreciate it because, man, a lot of those wrestlers, man, like a guy like Funny Bone, like, that's all he does, you know? It's like he just goes to all the independent shows, and so, like, no work for him for the next month at least, man. Like, what's a guy like that supposed to do?
Yeah, and that's kind of where, like, I circle back to people who are incredible on social media, like, you know, Danhausen and Effie and Warhorse, MV Young, all these people that have, you know, Patreons, or, you know, on the other hand, the OnlyFans or whatever you want to do. Like, at this point, you can't really fault anybody for trying to make a little bit of money. So, especially if this is your, like, your only way of income. So it's definitely, you know, it definitely sucks for a lot of people. And, we're just very, very lucky to be in a position where it wasn't a catastrophic blow. But if you have extra money, if you, you know, please go out and buy a shirt or a pin or something from your favorite wrestler, you know, definitely they appreciate it more than you'll ever know, because mm-hmm. nobody knows, especially up here, where, like, when another show is going to happen.
Right, right. And, you know, a guy like Danhausen, man, you can pay him, I think it's $10. He'll do a little video, Twitter video for you. I don't know how many seconds it is or whatever. So stuff like that is just going to go a long way if we can all do our part to help them out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Danhausen and Warhorse both do those cut a promo for $10 things, and I think that's ingenious, and I wish that I had come up with the idea. I wish I had a character that made sense to kind of make that a thing.
Well, you got the Wild Man, right? Or your Wild Man doesn't really speak.
No, he's more of a grunter.
You know, there you
yeah.
go. So, man, how long do you have? I mean, is it all kind of waiting on the government right now before you can start even, you know? I mean, you can probably confirm some people for April, but like you said, everyone's waiting. People got kids, you know, all that kind of stuff. Like, how long can you wait until you're like, ah, we're going to have to knock this one back too?
Yeah, so as of, like I mentioned, like, as of right now, the only person that we have confirmed is Kylie Rae. And we haven't bought any flights or anything. We haven't done any deposits or whatnot. Mainly because once this hit, like, a lot of our talent and a lot of the people, like, the people who come over from Canada or whatnot, you know, they were like, we don't know when it's going to be safe to come over again. So kind of work around it, I guess. And that kind of was a bigger problem until, you know, and we even had that problem in March at the tail end of February and like the first week of March when it was starting to become a thing. you know, at least in America, we were like, okay, well, we had lost a couple of people and we had to kind of reshuffle the card immediately. But now April is kind of, you know, a crapshoot. We have no idea. Like, we have ideas of what we want to do, but we don't know if it's going to be, you know, we don't know if the card is going to, or if the matches are going to go on, or if we have to cancel April. I'm waiting on confirmation from the Washington, you know, obviously the Washington State Health Department, as well as the Athletic Commission, because they have been calling people about canceling and all that good stuff. So, you know, I'm hoping within, the good news is that we haven't spent any money in April, or for April. So if right. we have to refund everybody, it means nothing.
Right.
Like, it sucks, and it's bad because we have some really cool stuff, but if we have to wait until May to start doing shows again, then that's just kind of what we are going to have to do, you know?
It just is what it is. You got to do what they kind of, what the rules are, and just kind of flow with it.
Yep.
Yeah. But, you know, one thing people can do when they're sitting home is they can, you know, watch independentwrestling.tv.
You know, independentwrestling.tv, and I know that you are sponsored through a different, you know, a rival program, but IWTV has been such a good outlet for a lot of people during this, because now at least Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday they have a 24-hour feed of wrestling from shows that are already on the, you know, on the air, mm-hmm. Are already on the network. And I can't tell you if Without a Cause is going to be on one, but just stay tuned on that one. So hopefully there's some Without a Cause representation coming. But I do know that for a fact that every single time you watch, you know, 10 or 15, 20 minutes of a show, like, that goes into a bank of time that allows promotions to make money. You know, it's not a ton of money, but it's definitely nice to have your shows up somewhere where people can, you know, where people can watch. Let's say I have almost 6,000 followers on Twitter. If half of them go and watch a show, one of our shows, we have six shows up on IWTV. You know, that helps us tremendously, and then it also, you know, it provides them with a little bit of an algorithm bump. Because if everybody's, you know, super talking about one show, it gets more popular and more popular and more popular. That's how things go viral, right?
Right.
You know, they're doing this Watch IWTV thing where they're going to be doing these shows that are already on the network, and I think that's great. They're going to do tweet-alongs or watch-alongs, and I used to be a part of that community, you know, 5 or 6 years ago. Before this whole wrestling thing exploded for me as like a business, and as a wrestler, watching on IWTV or Power Slam or Power Bomb or any of the other places where wrestling is right now,
lots like, of places,
like, support independent wrestling, and it's important to keep this alive, because some places might not have it as easy as like Without a Cause does, or how Defy does, or how ECCW does, or whatnot. So support however you can. Watching, sharing, like, especially these people who are going out of their way to create content during this downtime. Share, like, you know, tag people in it. You know, watch wrestling. And that's what I'm going to be doing as I'm working from home this week, is I'm going to be tuning into IWTV. But if you're not signed up yet, go ahead and sign up using the code WAC2019, and you'll get, I think it's 5 free days, and then every single month that you stay on there, we get a little bit of a kickback. With using that code.
And what was that code again?
WAC2019.
All right, man. Hey, man, I'll probably let you go so you can, I'm sure you're a busy man, probably wife's waiting for you to go do something or something. But, hey, man, thanks for coming on this morning, kind of letting us know what's going on with that cause, and just kind of talking some of this out, talking a little Bash Brothers, man. What you got going on the rest of the day? You just chilling around the house? You going to go get anything? Or?
You know, I think we're going to order in, I think. Right. The new season of Diablo launched on Friday. So it's a, you know, Diablo's an online game. So I'm going through and just getting my character up to the level and doing some stuff on there. It's going to be a lazy, lazy, lazy Sunday. So I'll have that on one screen and IWTV on the other. about you?
Oh, sounds good, man. About the same. I do got to run to the store just to get some produce, which I know there'll be plenty of there. Because it's not what they're all buying up.
Yeah, but right.
I'm just going to go for that because I made us a bunch of bacon this morning, so we're going to make some BLTs later. But other than that, man, we're just going to be watching some movies, watching some wrestling. I'm going to keep, like you said, keep my eye on Twitter and Facebook for the folks putting out some good content and just, you know, being with the family and then enjoying.
Yes, sir. Well, hey, good luck getting over to the grocery store. We went on Thursday afternoon after I got off work and I forgot that everything was happening, and it was a madhouse. I got in there, and I'm like, oh, right, this is happening right now.
Yep.
So we got some, like, cold brew and some stuff that I don't, like, especially for the week, that I don't have to order in or whatnot. You know, we have coffee now, so I'll be caffeinated at least.
That's good. Yeah, we too, man. We're stocked up on everything. I went on Friday, you know. We already had plenty of toilet paper, so I didn't have to worry about that. I just went and got all the other essentials. I'll say this. I got the last two cans of pinto beans off the shelf.
There you go. It was so funny. 3 or 4 weeks ago, maybe even five, my mom, because we all live together, my mom went to Costco, and she bought, like, this big thing of toilet paper. Because it was, you know, it was on sale back then, you know, it was on sale and at Costco, and she was going for something else, and she came in, and she's like, well, we won't need toilet paper for a while, and now, like, looking back, I'm like, man, what a smart move. Exactly. Like, it doesn't matter, but, like, 5 weeks ago, like, we still have more than enough toilet paper to be fine, but 5 weeks ago, this wasn't a thing, so it was really funny to, like, look back and be like, oh, what a fortuitous purchase.
Oh, the last thing I was going to ask you, where do you get that whack merch?
You can go to whatamaneuver.net, whatamaneuver.net, or if you're on Twitter or Facebook, it's like Wham, W-A-M, W-A Maneuver. We're going to have a couple more designs showing up here, one from, I believe, our commissioner / ring announcer Taylor Bartle, as well as one that was made for us by Batty Bat on Twitter, and this one is purely just for me. It's like a cute little Bigfoot kind of thing, which you're gonna love.
Oh, I will.
And it says, like, he has a wax scarf. Oh, it's beautiful. Excellent. But whatamaneuver.net. I believe it's, you know, we have, like, the neon logo, the old logo, and I think we have one more shirt up there, and we're going to work on getting some more up.
I'd say you should get some hats eventually, but I know that's a little more pricey to put together. Anyway, man.
Working on hats. Good, working
good.
On it.
Good, man. All right, buddy. You have a good rest of your day. Go be with your beautiful wife, and stay safe out there.
You as well, Al.
Hey, before we get to state of emergency, I know it's weird out there right now. I know you might want to stay home more than you want to go out. But here's something you can do. You can grab a couple of those growlers off your shelf, dust them off, wash them out, and then go find where my friends at Nacho Mama's are going to be. Hit up the brewery, fill up those growlers, and then go over to the food truck, order your nachos, and take it all home and enjoy. You got to support everyone that you can in these times, baby. And let me tell you where they're going to be here the next week. On Wednesday the 18th, Black Raven Brewing in Redmond from 4 to 8 p.m., Thursday, March 19th, Optimism Brewing on Capitol Hill, 5 to 9. Saturday, March 21st, No Boat Brewing in Snoqualmie, 12 to 8 p.m. Man, I love that place. And Sunday, March the 22nd, Ridgecrest Public House in Shoreline from 5 to 8 p.m. Let me tell you what's on the specials this week. California Dreamin' Nachos, cheddar cheese sauce, spicy chicken, avocado crema, radishes, pickled red onions, and pumpkin seeds. And then you got a creamy avocado salsa verde and chips. And for dessert, chocolate shamrock brownie. Man, Chris and Sandra, they do it so well over there. Nacho Mama's food truck at Nacho Mama's SCA on Twitter. at Nacho Mamas Seattle on Instagram and Facebook. NachoMamasSeattle.com to check out other locations and their entire menu. And hashtag nachos and beer. Hey, yo, this is the L-Train. We're back for another fabulous podcast this week. Without a Cause has got a great show coming this Saturday for a change, not Sunday. Don't forget and show up on Sunday. Nothing will be there, but it is hashtag Without a Cause Housing, and we're going to see the final round for the Without a Cause Tag Team Championship. We're going to see the Strays with Rabies taking on these guys that have come on the WAC scene and just basically destroyed everyone in their way and everyone else. State of Emergency, Sebastian Wolf and Miles DeVille, man. How you guys doing tonight?
Hey, not bad. Thanks for having us on.
You know, you're
pretty good.
You're welcome, man. You know, you guys beat the hell out of producer Rob. Wasn't sure if I needed to have you on, but then you just, you know, kind of forced your way in here. You said you'd beat the hell out of everyone at Without a Cause unless I had you on the show.
Yeah. So smart man right here.
Kind of our calling card, it seems.
Well, I kind of feared for everyone at Without a Cause. We're not the stellar athletes like you folks that jump in the ring. So, you know, I wanted to help everyone out and so we can just chill and watch a great show and not see anyone taking power slams and maybe a frog splash. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, man. No, that was great stuff, man. I love, since you guys have been coming Without a Cause, been a really great time. But before we get into all that, man, where are you guys chilling out tonight? You guys both up in Canada?
Yeah, I'm in Canada, up in Surrey, British Columbia.
Yeah, same. I'm currently in Surrey.
See, we're talking a minute ago, and I forgot you guys weren't even in the same room. I'm calling you guys from different places, aren't I?
Yeah.
Skype technology, yeah. Baby.
Casa DeVille over here.
So, man, you guys born and raised up there in Canada?
Yeah, I've been born and raised in BC my whole life, so haven't really moved much else outside of the lower mainland in BC.
Yeah, I was born in North Vancouver out here and spent some time back in Saskatchewan, but it's way too cold, so can't get back home.
What part of Canada is Saskatchewan in, man? Is it is like an upper northern kind of area? Is that why it's so cold? Or?
It's like middle area, but it gets to like 40 below. Oh. So it's cold.
40 below. That's not even human, dude.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man. Oh, man, so born and raised in Canada, both of you, man. So, you know, was you both growing up, when did you, I'll say, Sebastian, why don't you go first, because we don't want to be talking over each other. First memories of wrestling, you know, as a child or whenever you first started watching the stuff.
My grandma actually got me watching it. She used to babysit me when I was just a toddler, and she just sit me down, forced me to watch it. My earliest memories, probably mid-90s. I have memories of British Bulldog and Lex Luger and Bret Hart and Owen. I mean, up in Canada, it's hard not to be a big Hart Foundation fan.
Well, dude, you say your grandma, and I hear that a lot, man, from people. It's so cool because even my grandma back in the day, she wasn't really into it, but if my uncle put it on, and Ricky Steamboat was going to be on that show, like on the old WTBS days or the WWE or WWF stuff when he was Dragon. She was down, and she was all into it. She loved Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. But I hear that so much, you know, started watching with my grandma. And I love that, man. Was she just into it? What was her favorite thing?
Yeah. I don't know. She was a fan her whole life. She was right into it, like screaming at the TV, jumping out of her seat into it every week.
Oh, man, that's totally awesome. Well, Miles, man, what are your first memories and what you loved about wrestling when you saw it?
I've honestly watched wrestling my entire life, so I can't even, like, remember my first memories. I remember, like, the youngest, I remember seeing, like, a bit of Hulk Hogan and stuff and like, Bret Hart, but, like, the thing that really pulled me in was Stone Cold Steve Austin and like The Rock and the Attitude Era and stuff. And my uncle, he's about like 13 years older than me. So when I was a young kid, he was like just a late teenager, kind of becoming an adult. And he lived with us in our house. So he'd always be watching wrestling and playing the video games. And it kind of got me hooked there. And I just like the characters and all the action and stuff, the athleticism. It's nowhere near as what it is today, but I don't know. I've just always liked it. Like the first ever wrestler I was obsessed with was Jeff Hardy. So you can kind of see that in my style of wrestling.
More of that crazy, just, you know, flip off the giant ladder, just, you know, to do that thing, man. And Jeff Hardy was freaking like no fear.
Yeah.
No, I was. And I kind of grew up doing some backyard wrestling and stuff. Kind of my grandma's house was like the place to be in the neighborhood. So
another grandma.
Yeah. So it's just, wrestling's been a part of my life.
Did your grandma come in and watch that shit too?
She doesn't really watch it. Okay. Like sometimes I'll even try to show her stuff of now, like, and she kind of cringes. She's like, oh, I can't watch this. Like, but she's supportive.
Well, it's got to be hard watching your grandbabies kind of do that thing. What about you, Sebastian? Is your grandma, you know, still around to be able to see you do your thing?
No, unfortunately, she passed away last January while I was still actually in training.
Oh, man, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it's all good. But, yeah, she never got to see me actually wrestle, but I know she's with me every time. So,
did she know that you were going to – you were training? Yeah. Or you had aspirations to do that?
I'd show her clips, and she would she was oddly not into it. She didn't approve.
Oh, she didn't want her grandbaby out there hurting herself.
No.
She wanted you one of those office job kind of things, kind of Boeing kind of thing.
Yeah. So far, I've been doing all the hurting. So.
Oh, man. So let me ask each guys this, man. You know, you talked about your first memories. What were the first, did you get to go to any live events when you were younger, or what were your first live events? And Miles, why don't you go to first?
The first ever live event I went to was actually like Monday Night Raw. I think it was the last time or second last time they've ever done Monday Night Raw here in Vancouver in 2001. And it was awesome. Like, I have a lot of memories of that. Like, I can't remember if it was the main event or if it happened to be a dark main event, but I know the main event of like the show was Undertaker versus The Rock. So it's like, doesn't really get much better than that. And like the peak of the Attitude Era and stuff. And I just remember like starting an Xbox chant sucks or Xbox sucks chant and like got the whole arena going. And no, it was just, and Kid Rock was there to play Undertaker's theme live. So it was a really good show. I'm not positive on this, but I think it might have been like the first appearance of Undertaker as like the American Badass on Raw. I think it was like right after a pay-per-view or something. I'm not positive on that though, so don't quote me on that one.
Oh, man, that sounds freaking dope, especially the part of, you know, I'm not a big Kid Rock fan or anything, but that's so cool that he showed up to do the actual, you know, the theme that Undertaker had going on that time. That must have been like super cool.
Yeah. That was awesome. The bad thing about it for me was I was like so into Stone Cold Steve Austin, and I made a sign, and he was like the only guy that I liked that actually he wasn't on that Raw for some reason. I remember being so sad. I was like, Stone Cold wasn't here. What the hell?
I wonder if he was, you know, he was having dealing with that neck stuff or whatever back then, huh? And Sebastian, man, how about you, man? First memories of going to live events with who? What'd you see?
Yeah, my parents took me and my brother to just a house show, and we had some shitty nosebleed seats, but and I just remember it was the greatest thing. Remember being a big Bushwhackers fan for some reason when I was a kid, and they were there, so that was really cool watching them. And then as a huge Razor Ramon fan, he was there. My dad got me one of his little gold Razor dog tags. Thought I was the coolest kid.
Still got that shit?
I wish, man. No. I wish.
No, I'm the same way. When I was a kid, when I'd go to the old Portland wrestling shows, which was up here, it was Big Time Wrestling at the Seattle Center Arena, and they give you these little dollar programs, right? And I probably talked about it on my last podcast in the open, and you could get autographs and stuff like that. And I had Rip and Billy Jack and Kurt Hennig and Buddy Rose, and I got none of that anymore, man.
Oh, damn.
I know, it's sad. It's sad. It's sad. So what was it about, you know, you got to watch it on TV first, but watching it live, did it completely just blow your minds, you know? And, you know, whoever wants to go first here and take this one.
Yeah, for me, 100% live. Like, I don't, there's nothing like watching it live. Like, it's, I don't know, it's just crazy. Like, one, you, sometimes you don't know, like, the size of people in real life. You see this guy, you're like, oh, Jesus, this guy's a monster in real life. And I don't know, just everything, like, the spectacle of it, the cheers of the crowd, the loud music. I love every single thing about live wrestling.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, it's just so much entertainment wrapped up into one show, and it's just, there's nothing else like it.
Oh, you guys are, you know, so correct. Like I said, that when I went to see the first Big Time Wrestling show at the Seattle Center Arena in the mid-80s or whatever it was, maybe a little slightly later 80s, can't remember the first time, and, you know, seeing it live after just seeing it on TV was like something else, like the contact, the loudness when they hit the ring. Because I don't know if you know the Seattle, well, it's not there anymore, so you guys probably don't know it, the old Seattle Center Arena. It was a smaller venue, held the wrestling shows for years. A lot of shows went through there through the years at the Seattle Center, you know, and man, it was just a great place to see a show. But seeing it live when you're just a kid, too, was like nothing I had ever seen before, and I was effing hooked after that.
Yeah, it's like stepping into a real life comic book, just watching a comic book unfold.
Oh man, a comic book, an action movie, a drama, a soap opera. It was just like amazing. You got all this stuff in one. You know,
That's why I love wrestling, because I feel like it's got something for everybody. Like, there's so many different aspects, different characters, comedy, drama, action. Like, it's just got it all.
Oh, man, you're not kidding. So, so you guys have been doing this for some time now. When did you, how did you first decide to get into it, and who trained each of you? Sebastian, why don't you take this one first, sir?
I've always wanted to do it my whole life. I just put it off because it didn't seem attainable, and you don't think it's attainable at times,
Interrupt you, but why did you think it was unattainable? Because you guys are big guys, so
yeah,
it's like you had the size, the look. I mean, I don't know what you looked at a year or two ago. You know, I know you guys have been training and stuff, but why did you think in your mind it was impossible?
I actually thought I was too small. So as weird as that sounds, that always held me back. And then I just never knew where to go. And then I met this one guy. We started just working out together. And we came across an ad for an open tryout here with ECCW up in Vancouver. And we went to the tryout and did really well, and they invited us to come train at their locker room. That was in the fall of 2008. So since then, I've been training under Tony Baroni, Artemis Spencer, and Nicole Matthews for the majority of that time.
Oh, Matt, that must be fantastic, because everyone you just named in this area in the Pacific Northwest these days is freaking fireman, all those people. You know, Artemis, man, I'm surprised he's not even signed to one of the bigger companies yet. That guy, you know, seeing him at Defy and watching him at, he was down at PCW Ultra and all the ECCW shows he does, he's amazing.
Yeah, it's a treat every Thursday night to get to sit under his learning tree for a couple hours.
So you jump in there and just whip your ass, and then Nicole comes in there and slaps you around a little bit.
yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Well, it's
really very humbled, and it's great.
And Sebastian, how long do you say you've been doing this now, sir?
Since the fall of 2018.
Okay.
Yeah.
So basically not quite 2 years yet.
Actively wrestling for just 10 months now.
10 months, man. That's amazing, man. Good for you. Congratulations to you. I mean, it sounds like you're under the correct people, the amazing people that are helping you out. And, you know, Miles, what's up with you, man? When did you jump into this, decide to get into this, and who's doing your thing?
I've got kind of like a crazy story as far as like me, like I've always wanted to train. To me, there was like no other option. Like I literally, since I was 11 years old, I was like, I'm going to become a wrestler. Like, that's just what I'm going to do. There's no plan B. And then, so when I was graduating high school and I turned 18, or actually I wasn't even 18, I messaged Scotty Mack, the owner of BCCW. I literally just found the archived email like a couple months ago, and I like laughed to myself about it. But he was like, oh, you have to be 18 and blah, 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 blah to do that. So I was like, okay. Turned 18, I messaged him, and they were like, oh, sorry, we actually closed our training school down. but if you really like serious about it, I'd look into Storm Wrestling Academy in Calgary, Alberta. So I looked into that, which is pretty pricey. Mm. So I was like, okay, I kind of eliminated my social life. I stopped going out, hanging out with friends. I kind of just like worked away, chipped at it, and I saved up like a bunch of money. I bought myself a car, and I was going to go train. And then like right when I was like kind of getting ready to look into it, ECCW started training again. So I was like, of course. So I was like, okay, you know what? I'll start here. I'll kind of get a base down. And then I still intended to go to Storm Wrestling Academy, which never ended up happening. And now it can't because he's closed down.
Oh, man. Oh, that's right. So he joined WWE. That's right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I initially started to train, I think, late 2014. And I only got like off and on for like a month or two. And I just had some back issues and neck issues from like, and I didn't know what they were from. Like mostly it was my neck. So I had to do a lot of like going to chiropractors and physiotherapists, and they took like an x-ray. They didn't know what the problem was. Long story short, after a while, like I finally found like a specialist who was good, and he took a second x-ray and discovered that like somehow when I was younger, I like slightly fractured my neck without knowing, and it healed kind of wrong. So it took over a year to kind of deal with that. And then when I was ready to start training again, I was working hard construction. I hurt my back seriously doing that. And I did like 3 months of rehab for that. Came back to work, hurt my back again, the same injury, another 3 months. And I quit that job. I was like, screw this. I just want to wrestle. So finally, I get to November 2017. And that's when I've been training full time since. So kind of just training for over 2 years now and wrestling for about a year and a half.
So you got a year and a half. Sebastian's got 10 months. And, man, you guys look damn good for only been doing that so long. I would have never guessed that seeing the few times I've seen you at WAC so far.
Oh, all props go to our trainers. Got some really good trainers up here. So.
Well, any
them enough.
Let me ask you this, Sebastian. Any crazy training stories about any of those folks that train you? Any good stories? Anything funny? Just some stupid shit.
Off the top of my head, I mean, it's always funny and wild training with the crew we got up here now. But I don't know. No, not off the top of my head.
All right. Well, if something comes to you during the thing, just jump in anyway. But how about you, Miles? Any nuts trading stories from any of your trainers?
As far as training, no. Off the top of my head, it's also kind of hard to think of like anything super crazy. I mean, like you see a lot of people come and go, and you see them run tryouts, and people come and actually, here's kind of a funny story. So they did a tryout one time. And this older gentleman came. He was probably in his like 40s or something. And his wife just came to watch. But since she was there, she just decided to do it with him because she was there. And I'm like, you don't know what you're getting yourself into. Like, what's going on here? Just decided to do a wrestling tryout because you're here. And like, she wasn't in the best of shape and not wearing really proper clothing to do anything physical. And I was just like, what is this person doing here? So that's kind of one that stands out to me as being kind of funny. Obviously, they didn't make it. it's as far as anything else in training, like it's always a good time, but nothing super crazy comes to mind.
Gotcha. I think you're both. Go ahead.
Have you ever seen Artie body slam himself?
Body slam himself? No, I haven't seen that.
Okay.
How do you body slam yourself?
How good? Yeah, that's what I can't explain it. I honestly can't put it into words. Tony Brony told me about it one practice, and then we had to wait a few weeks, and Artie showed us, and he did. He somehow body slammed himself, and I can't put it into words, but that you guy... should ask him sometime.
Oh, yeah, no, I got to see that. No, like, that guy is, I remember Spencer, fuck, man, there's almost nothing this guy can't do. And, like, not even that, he's versed in, like, lots of actual, like, MMA stuff and, like, jiu-jitsu, and, like, actual shoot wrestling and amateur wrestling. So we get to learn a lot, like, that, of that stuff, and he's just, like, an encyclopedia of, like, wrestling techniques and moves and stuff. I honestly can't think of a time where I asked him a question about how to do something or how would I go about doing this where he didn't have an answer.
Yeah. No, man, seeing that guy take on Shane Strickland and Schaff and all the folks he's taken on at Defy and all the other stuff I've seen him do, man, he's freaking incredible. And for you guys to put him over like that is extremely, you know, good because, like I said before, I think he's on his way at one of these points if that's what he wants.
In 2015, I actually saw at the time it was like literally my favorite live match I'd ever seen in pro wrestling, and it was actually El Fantasmo and Artemis Spencer, and I was like, how are these guys not in like major companies right now? Like these guys are insane. Obviously now El Fantasmo's in New Japan Pro Wrestling and stuff, and Artemis has been making his name in Defy, and he did the Battle of Los Angeles and PWG and the Super Strong Style Tournament, whatever, in the UK. So yeah, he's getting his name out there now. But like even back then, I was like, these guys are like wrestling's best kept secret. Like they're so good.
So let's jump over here, man. You know, there's going to come a time I'm going to have you both back on, and we're going to talk your, like, just a whole bunch of stories and your complete, you know, backstory and all that kind of stuff a little more than we did. But I'd like to get into this state of emergency thing, man. Before Without a Cause, have you guys been a tag team before then?
Yeah. We started it up in the Okanagan up here in BC. So it's just a little up north of Vancouver. And, it was me, Miles, and Matt Bronson as a trio.
So yeah, it started last summer there. So we've kind of been doing that. And then we had a few tag matches up there, probably like at least three, maybe four before that, before going to Without a Cause.
And before you guys teamed up, were you... Did you do mostly tag stuff with other people and yourselves, or did you guys do some single work at that point? Or
I did. I started as a singles wrestler for the most part at first.
Yeah, I started. I've been pretty much tag teaming my whole career so far, which again isn't that long. But yeah, me and Matt Bronson were the ones that started together as a team. So yeah.
Excuse me. And you know, Miles, how different is it being in a tag team as opposed to just doing your own thing as a single? Like, what's the psychological aspect when you go into the ring?
It's different because like sometimes when you're like trying to do things in matches in like a tag team, you gotta there's more factors to worry about. It's like easier in some ways and harder in others. Like there's just a different dynamic and a different psychology to tag team wrestling that doesn't apply to singles wrestling. Singles wrestling, you just go out there one-on-one, you have a good match. There's the basic bad guy, good guy storyline and stuff. And you kind of just go out and do your thing and worry about yourself and stuff. Whereas like tag teams, you gotta kind of like have chemistry with your tag team partner. You gotta be able to work together. You have to, like, even just like being able to work the apron when you're not the legal man in the ring. Like, that's just like, that's an aspect of learning that I think some people don't even think about. Like, some guys just don't even do anything and they just stand there. But it's like, you got to have even some charisma and stuff, even when you're just standing on the apron doing nothing.
Well, from a fan's perspective on that, you're completely right. Cause you'd like to see the person, whether it's the heel or the face team, you know, kind of getting the crowd into it, either the heels talking smack out there, and or you got to jump in the ring, right, to break up the pins and things like that. It makes it a little more action packed than someone just kind of standing out there and you got two singles as a team, right?
Yeah. And for me, like, I kind of started as a face. So, like, most of the stuff I've done singles has been as a face, and most of the stuff I've done in a tag team has been as a heel. So it's kind of like a different dynamic there even. So I like my wrestling styles can kind of be catered more to the face side sometimes, but I love the way I can act as a heel. It's just it's fun. It's really fun.
And your thoughts on that whole thing, Sebastian, you know, tag team versus single, face versus heel?
I don't know about this face versus heel thing. I mean, I'm just myself, so. I mean, I've had a few singles matches. It's definitely a lot more, obviously, on your shoulders. The spotlight's more on you, but I'm a big tag team fan. Like, I think a good tag team match on any card can steal the show. I've always loved tag team wrestling and all the extra dynamics that come along with it that you can't get in a singles match. I've been a big fan.
And, you know, do you guys go back and kind of like hit the network and, you know, watch some of the, you know, the amazing Hall of Fame tag teams from the past, whether it's, you know, Hart Foundation, the Bulldogs, Harlem Heat, you know, Tully and Arn, Midnight Express, Rock and Roll Express, those kind of things?
Oh, yeah. All I do is watch wrestling. So it's like, I mean, a lot of it is kind of keeping up on the current product. But I've gone back and I've watched literally matches of every single tag team you just listed there. And I like to be well-versed and... Because, like, I don't know, sometimes you watch some of the old stuff and you'll see something and I'm like, whoa, like, that's insane. It's something so basic and simple. And I'm like, why don't I see that in today's day? And I'll try and, like, do it and bring it into to work in today's style and stuff. But, like, there's just, it's, I really enjoy current product and the older style because it's more like of a storytelling back then. And now it's kind of more on the athleticism side. Mm-hmm. And I like both. I like, I want to try to kind of mix the hybrid of the two. That's kind of my ideal tag team wrestling.
And yeah, no, I for sure go back and watch all the old time great tag teams and obviously keep up with the current stuff to see what people are doing. And, you know, like Miles said, you watch some of the old stuff and there's so much stuff that just people don't do anymore or has been forgotten or, you know, whatever it is, it's there's little things you can take from back then and bring back and work into the new style of wrestling.
So let's get into State of Emergency, man. The first time I saw you was November 30th. Daddy's Home, man. Let's see. I think it was a run-in by you guys. No one had seen you at that point, I think, at a Without a Cause show, if I'm not mistaken. And you guys came out and attacked 4 minutes of heat and the Strays, man. Tell us about that night, how it all went down. Why did you guys do this?
Yeah, well, that was me and Matt Bronson. And we originally heard about a tag team title tournament happening and, you know, when we got into it, we said we wanted to put tag team wrestling back on the map in the Pacific Northwest. So we wanted to make a presence felt at WAC. If there was going to be tag titles, you know, we're making a lot of noise up here in the Vancouver scene. So we wanted to come down and make some noise.
Dude, and it was an amazing thing. All of a sudden, you guys declared, without a cause, state of emergency, Miles. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely is when you got me and the big man over here coming down. Like, originally, it was him and Matt Bronson, and then Bronson got injured, and seeing as how me and Wolf had history before as the group, he phoned me up and asked me if I wanted to replace him, and I think that was in February, was it not the first time I was there? Was that February or January?
January.
I can't remember at this. Yeah, January.
So then, 2020.
Yeah, yep. So me and him came in, debut match against 4 Minutes of Heat, which is arguably, I'd probably say that 4 Minutes of Heat and the Strays were their top tag teams of the entire promotion. And I think it surprised a lot of people when we kind of beat them clean.
Well, it was a big surprise when you guys came in at 2020 and you guys basically beat down the 4 Minutes of Heat. It was a big surprise. I think everyone was kind of thinking it'd be those guys in the Strays in the finals. And then you guys came in and just changed all that stuff real quick. Before we get too ahead of ourselves, though, man, Sebastian, tell us about your boy, Matt Bronson. How's he doing? Is he, you know, he said he was hurt. Is he getting over that kind of stuff? What's going on with Matt?
Yeah, he's I believe he's recovered. He's back to training. I don't know what his future holds, but that's not my problem anymore. I got a new guy I'm running with, so that's all I can really say.
So you're saying we ain't gonna see a 3-man state of emergency anytime soon?
I mean, there could be down the line, but right now we're. Me and Miles are handling business pretty fair on our own.
And just tell us real quick about that 2020 match we talked about just a second ago, but being in there with 4 Minutes of Heat, man, these guys, they travel everywhere, man. They traveled to Canada, Washington, Oregon, California, recently won some titles and another thing around here. They are the Defy Tag Team Champions, yeah. All kinds of stuff going on, yeah. And your thoughts on those dudes.
Oh, man, those, I felt a little bad about beating them that badly because they're pretty cool guys, but, yeah, no, they're, like Miles said, I mean, I would put them in maybe the top tag team in the Pacific Northwest, man. So getting in the ring with them, getting a win over them, that was at the point in time, probably the biggest match of my career. So that was a big night for me.
Well,
it felt even sweeter knowing when a few weeks later they went on and won those other tag titles.
That was a good time. But Miles, man, later that night, you guys also interfered in the other part of the tag team tournament. It was the Young Muscle taking on the Verros Twins, and they were having one hell of a match. And then suddenly, state of emergency jumped in there, and there was no more Verros Twins. There was no more Young Muscle. They were destroyed. They were done. Their tournament was over. We found out here in the last so many weeks, or the last show, I should say, their asses were out because of that. Are you guys proud of knocking two other teams out and moving on yourselves?
Oh, definitely. I mean, it's like you said earlier, how we put without a cause in a state of emergency. Our first night there, like at wrestling, we were there to put everybody on notice. So we beat 4 Minutes of Heat, and then we came out and took two other tag teams out by ourselves single-handedly. So, like, as far as the tag team division goes at without a cause, like, you can kind of see who runs that right now. And the Strays are going to find out, too.
Well, then we get to February the 23rd, I Love Whack. It was, first, the Strays were taking on the Glory Holes. The Strays take them out. And then we find out also that night the other two teams are out that you guys destroyed. And then there was the Bowlers taking on Megs and a mystery partner, which turned out to be Parm Singh, man. And you guys beat the hell out of them. Tell us about that before we get into what happened next.
I mean, they go off about how they just wrestled a match, but I mean, they wrestled a 2-on-1 match against Parm Singh Mann, who's a pretty smaller guy compared to them. I mean, we came out, we thought it's perfectly fair if we asked for our tag team match now. Might as well get it done sooner or later. And they didn't want to go along with that. So I took matters into my own hands. You know, I slid out the ring. I grabbed a fan. Happened to be Rob, the producer, I guess. I don't know. I found this out afterwards. I threw him in the ring. I told them that if you don't fight us right now, some bad things are going to happen. And let's just say some bad things happened.
Some bad things did happen. I wasn't there. I usually am at all without a causes, but I couldn't be there that night for some reason or another. But my good buddy, producer Rob, man, I talked to him the other day. You know, you guys, did you grab him just because he was a fan, or was it because who he is?
I mean, we had no idea who he was. It could have been anybody.
Yeah.
He was just at the wrong place at the wrong time. It's nothing personal.
It's
just business, you know.
And you guys
contacted Bartel. We tried to get the, you know, we wanted a fair match. We wanted to be advertised. We wanted this all in paper before we even showed up, but they weren't having it, so.
So anyway, you guys went on. And the Bowlers decided to wrestle you after you hurt the good producer Rob. And I do you guys feel bad about hurting him at all to get what you needed?
Nah, because you just said it, to get what we needed. We did what we needed to do. And now we're in the finals of the tag team tournament. And next show, we get to win the tag team championships. So. It needed to be done.
Well, tell us about that. You've beat their ass a time or two. It is now state of emergency, taking on the Strays with Rabies for the Without a Cause Tag Team Championships of the World. The first tag team champions will be named that night and crowned. And your thoughts on that?
I'll let Wolf take that one first.
The Strays. Well, yeah, they've definitely made a name for themselves. I don't know what the little act was at the last show when they came out and Ellie decided to start running his mouth. He needed to list off a bunch of teams that they've beat. That's where I was going. I don't know if he's been paying attention, but we have that exact same list, and we're going to be adding them very shortly.
So your prediction for the Without a Cause Tag Team Championship, Miles?
Inaugural Tag Team Champions right here on this podcast. I mean, I don't know what those two are doing to prepare for that match. I know the big man and myself have been hitting the gym pretty hard while we're lifting some heavy weights. They're probably lifting up some cup somewhere on the street asking for change, but and that's going to show when it comes time for the match on March 21st. And you're talking to the uncrowned Without a Cause first ever tag team champions.
First ever. It can only be one.
Can only be one. Man, it's a phenomenal matchup. State of Emergency versus the Strays. An all-Canada championship, right? All Canadians.
Looks that way.
What's that?
Yeah, it looks that way.
Yeah, it looks that way, man. But anyway, man, I appreciate you guys coming on here tonight, even though you kind of threatened me to get on the show. But, you know, shit happens, and now everyone's safe. Hopefully, from getting thrown in the ring, getting powerbombed, and possibly splashed at this next show. But I guess we never know, man.
For now.
Any final thoughts from you guys here tonight before we kind of head off into the sunset? You know, you guys got to get to your, You got to plan your next, you know, mayhem type thing.
Make sure you have us again when we're the first ever without a cause tag team champions.
Yeah, for sure. And I hope it doesn't take other people to have to list off our names on social media for you to bring us back on, because it's like you said, we're going to be champions. And if you want this podcast to succeed, you gotta have some champs on it, if you know what I mean.
I got you guys. I got you. Just don't put your hands on me at the next show or the one after that. Anyway, man, how do we, you know, other than without a cause, where are you guys going to be either together or separately in the next few weeks, appearance-wise?
For me, without a cause is my next appearance. And then after that, I'm at ECCW anniversary show in Vancouver. That's on April 4th at the Wise Hall Lounge in East Vancouver. And I think I kind of have a bit of a break, which might be all right with me, actually. You know, the champ needs some time to relax and enjoy his time. So
well, you got to have a little bit of the bubbly, right?
Oh, yeah.
What about you, brother Sebastian?
Yeah, obviously without a cause this Saturday. And after that, I'm up in Kelowna with Big West Wrestling, taking on some chump Davey Deals. So I hope he's ready for the champ.
You going to whip that ass?
Easy. It's going to be an easy night's work.
Hey, guys, you guys got any, you know, I don't know if you got state of emergency merch yet, but any merch from either of you, and how do you get it? At live shows, online?
No state of emergency merch yet. Maybe coming.
Yeah. It's that Max, man. Tell Max get on that shit.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Hey, man, Miles, how do we find you on social media and follow you?
Sorry, I think I actually had some technical difficulties here with my connection. It just came back.
Okay. Well, hey, Sebastian, how do we find you on social media?
I am on Instagram at Wrestling with Wolf. And on Twitter, I am Seb Wolf Pro.
And if people want to book you, Sebastian, is it those same places or is there an email out there?
Yeah. Just slide into my DMs.
Slide in those DMs. Miles, how you doing over there, brother?
I'm good now. I don't know what happened there. I think the connection dropped.
Give us the info. Drop us the info.
Okay. On Instagram, I'm just at Miles DeVille. Twitter, I'm at Miles_DeVille, and Facebook also, I'm Miles DeVille. And if you want to book me, just message me on any form of social media, one of those three. And
all right, gentlemen, I will see you this Sunday as this podcast drops. Or excuse me, not Sunday, Key. Almost screwed that up. This Saturday, March the 21st, man, without a cause in Everett. It's going to be an amazing time, a great match card going on, and we're going to see the first ever Without a Cause tag team champions crowned, which could be you or the Strays.
Will be us, anyways.
All right, guys, I'll see you then. Have a good night. Thanks so much for coming on tonight, and thanks so much for not kicking my ass at the next show.
You're welcome.